Beginning with a march and including a day of service, Eastern Michigan University has planned nearly a week of events celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This is Lisa Berry, and the highlight of the celebration will be a keynote address on January 21st by author and political commentator Keith Boykin, who joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome.
Good to be with you.
You worked in the Clinton White House. You also teach at the Institute for Research in African American Studies at Columbia University in New York. You're an author, but let's begin with your time working in the Clinton White House. How do you think that compared to what's happening with the current administration working in the White House now?
Well, you know, it's funny because I remember when I worked in the Clinton White House, I was sort of young at the time, and people were very critical of the Clinton White House for being too young and inexperienced. And when I compare that to what's happening right now, I feel like we were very, very experienced, regardless of our age. I think that there was more of an emphasis on competence in government back then. We didn't have cabinet secretaries coming in and out every other month and being fired willy-nilly. We didn't have people being escorted out of the offices from the White House because of controversy. We didn't have the First Lady sending messages to her spokesperson to tell the president that she wanted someone fired. I mean, it just seems like there's a constant sense of chaos in the White House right now. And so the Clinton White House certainly was not perfect. We had our flaws, and everybody knows what names them were. But in terms of organizational competence, I'd say every other White House I've ever seen in my lifetime has been far more competent and making the trains run on time in this one. I would just encourage people to learn to think, not even to learn, but to remember to think for themselves, which is one of the reasons why I love speaking to college campuses and speaking to college environments, because I think that people value critical thinking, they value knowledge and science, fact and reason, all those things which have been discredited in recent years.
Well, you'll be speaking on the Eastern Michigan University campus Monday, January 21st, giving the keynote address for the university's Martin Luther King celebration. Can you give us a bit of a preview about the message you're planning to share?
Well, yeah, I think that Dr. King's message of unity, love, of peace, social justice is a redemptive message that is as applicable today as it was in the 1960s. You know, when Dr. King gave his famous "I Have a Dream" speech, that's a speech everyone remembers. That wasn't the only speech he gave, obviously, but even within that speech, he talked about America's founding principles. He said that the reason why he'd come there on that date, August 20th, 1963, was to send a message to, in a sense, to collect a check that's marked insufficient funds and asked America to live out the true meaning of his creed that all men and all people are created equal. So I think that's even more relevant today. It was relevant at the time because of the civil rights movement, obviously, and when Dr. King spoke, there was no Civil Rights Act in 1964. There was no Voting Rights Act in 1965. But since that time, we've seen a retrenchment. We've seen a reversal in terms of support for civil rights among some communities and some political persuasions, to the point where the U.S. Supreme Court just a few years ago held that there was no need for the Voting Rights Act protections that were passed in 1965 because the South has moved on. It's progressed so much. But here we see now in places all across the South and outside the South that there is still a widespread effort at voter suppression in our country. And it's unfortunate that we don't have leadership in the federal government. We haven't had leadership up until the present in the federal government recently to do something about it. So I think the message is a very important message. It's about unity. It's about bringing us together as a country. It's about not dividing us based on our differences. You know, the one phrase that everybody remembers is that the people should be judged, not by the color of skin, but by the content of the character of it. That's the phrase everyone remembers from Dr. King's speech. That seems to be the opposite of where we are right now, where people are being judged by the color of their skin. People are being judged because they're African American, because they're Muslim, because they're Latino or Latina, because they're Native American, because they're people of color, because they're LGBT people. And I would think if we hearken back to Dr. King's message, then we would be much more accepting, much more open, much more embracing of what he called the beloved community.
We're talking to Keith Boykin, who will be the keynote speaker for Eastern Michigan University's 33rd annual Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. And while we're throwing out numbers, can you believe it's been 51 years since Dr. King's assassination? And it sounds like what you're saying is we're not really making much progress, maybe even moving backwards.
It is hard to believe it's been 51 years. You know, Dr. King was assassinated on April 4th, 1968 in Memphis. 1 year to the day before he was assassinated on that same April 4th, 1967, he was here in New York City, just about a mile, less than a mile away from where I am right now, at a famous church called the Riverside Church, which sits on the banks of the Hudson River. And he gave a speech in 1967 condemning the Vietnam War. It was a very controversial thing for him to do because he was, remember, a civil rights leader, but he was willing to speak out about what he saw as a social justice inequity that was taking place thousands of miles away overseas. But Dr. King believed that it was important to stand up for what he thought was right. And history has proved, I think, that he was right. And the war itself created huge division and conflict in our society, and we're just now starting to resolve that and overcome that. In spite of that, I don't think that he would have imagined that we would have gotten to the point where we elected an African-American president and then we elected someone to follow him who has spent 5 years spreading a racist lie about that same president. You know, there's a great book that came out a few years ago called White Rage by Professor Carol Anderson. And I taught the book in one of my classes at Columbia. And what she talks about is how every time there's been progress in the African-American community historically has been followed by what she calls white rage, the sense of retrenchment, of going backward. We saw it after the Civil War and Reconstruction era, which was followed by the whole period of Jim Crow segregation. We're seeing that now after the Civil Rights era. There's been a period of retrenchment, and even more so now after the election of President Obama and his service great years, we're seeing a backlash. In my opinion, there is what I call a race against time going on. That is to say that the people who are in power, who have been in power, who have perpetuated their power for decades, are realizing the demographics are not on their side, that the world is changing for the reasons I mentioned before. There are women, people of color, LGBT people, and Muslims, and people of different backgrounds and faiths and religions who are speaking out and taking their rightful place in society. And they fear that they may no longer be the privileged majority or the privileged minority even. And so they're doing everything they can to hold on to power. And it's not a sustainable formula for success, because eventually those groups of people will have their say too. And I certainly wouldn't want to be one of the people advocating against inclusion. I'd rather be advocating in favor of diversity and more inclusion.
So, Keith Boykin, you're coming here to be part of this important celebration at Eastern Michigan University, Martin Luther King Jr. What inspires you?
What inspires me?
Yeah, you're coming to talk to the students and to the community on this momentous occasion, and hopefully I'm thinking you're coming to inspire them and encourage them, and I'm just wondering what inspires and encourages you.
Well, yeah, I'm inspired by young people. I spend some time with young people in college classes and speaking on college campuses, and I think there's a tendency to assume that young people, millennials in particular, are apathetic, that they don't care, that they're not involved, that they're all on their cell phones, their own social media. They're engaged in only hashtag activism. But what I see is a lot of people who are actually stepping up to the plate. I see young people leading marches and protests. I see young people starting their own organizations. I see young people being active in their communities. I see young people running for office and winning and being elected. I see young people as the future. And I think that we should help to support them in achieving their dreams and moving where the country is going as well. The country grows and evolves in every generation. And I think it's our duty to make sure that we support those people who are helping to lead our country in the direction toward the future. We can't be stagnant. We can't be static. We have to be a dynamic society. And I think the young people that I see are helping to make that into a reality.
Keith Boykin, nationally known political commentator and author, will be the keynote speaker for Eastern Michigan University's 33rd annual Martin Luther King Jr. celebration, January 21st. Thank you so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU. We look forward to your visit.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.